Welcome back as we're listening to, at that time, 13-year-old Emily Bear working with those keys. You feel the energy? Yes! Wow! Can she play or what? That lady is outstanding. Okay, wow. Amazing. Truly, truly amazing. All right, let's hear some more from our young motivational speaker, Naeem Hudson, also known as King Na.
Once the children do it, they're going to get bored of doing the old and easy stuff. They're going to want to move on to the greater, the bigger, the more powerful, the more harder. They're going to want to move into the challenges in life. So they do the bigger thing. They do the harder thing. And the next thing you know, they complete it. Then they're brilliant. I'm brilliant. I'm wise. I'm smart. Because I wanted to know more. I didn't just want to do the whole reading the Batman comic book, the writing ABC 1, 2, 3. That started to get boring. I wanted to know more. I wanted to do more. And that's how the children are going to feel. They're going to say, why are you guys doing baby work? I want to do more. See, when you sacrifice, you never know. You may get a whole nother year of a lifetime back because you gave your lifetime to the children. You gave your time to the children. You let them express themselves. And here's a little something for you guys. Images mean everything. Images either open your mind or close your mind to all the opportunities of the world. Every picture a child sees leaves an imprint on their mind. So just think about this. Every time you upload a picture, you're impacting someone's life. Are you adding a positive image or a negative image? And that's a real question I want you to think about. Children are like computers, downloading everything they see. And that's why I try my best to spread positive images. You never know what your message means to other people. So if you're spreading motivation and positivity, I want you to keep going and never give up. Even if you get one like or one comment, I'm sure that one person appreciates it. My message to all the children, positivity is cool. And this is what I need you to do. Make your own positive pictures and videos and upload them and let's make positivity go viral. Traveling around the world, speaking to many different children from many different environments, I noticed one very important thing. It's not about what kind of information you try to teach children. The most important thing is whether they believe in themselves or not. Self-esteem and confidence is everything. If children don't have the right motivation, they completely shut down.
Did we get that? They've got to have the proper motivation, not just the right information. Naeem Hudson putting it down for us. Okay, we talked about the importance of explaining rather than commanding. Here's another one. Help our children value wait time. Again, the idea behind wait time is similar to thinking out loud. If a child waits a few seconds before speaking or acting when they have a thought, they have time to consider whether or not it's appropriate. That'll take a lot of practice, but it can be worth it, and it can give them a real advantage in their social life. Wait time. Wait. Wait. Don't say anything yet. Think about it. Don't do anything yet. Think about it. Wait. I alluded to this a little earlier. Let's look at it again, a little bit more in depth now. Helping our children avoid becoming overwhelmed. In fact, we need to make sure that we as the parents are not becoming overwhelmed. That's a critical piece of this. Making sure that we as the guardians do not become overwhelmed. When the guardian, when the parent is overly stressed, not only does our well-being suffer, but we can also be less effective in supporting our children. How many of us have figured out that it takes energy, emotional energy, spiritual energy, mental energy, and physical energy to be supportive? And if we're overwhelmed emotionally, mentally, spiritually, we will eventually be also overwhelmed physically. And when we are overwhelmed, we're losing energy to be supportive. So we need to make sure we're not being overwhelmed. If our workload and our obligations become overwhelming, it could be beneficial for us to ask for support. Friends, family, local ADHD groups are potential sources of help. Even just dropping one thing from a weekly schedule can reduce stress. What is on the plate that truly can be taken off the plate without causing disaster, without bringing about the end of the world? Sometimes we give some things a little too much value, more value than they really deserve. Not all tasks are created equal. Not all tasks are important or equally important in value. Some things can at least be temporarily taken off the plate, if for no other reason, just to give us the opportunity to catch our breath. So find something that can be taken off the plate temporarily. Not necessarily so that you can double up on some other activity, but so that you can rest, so that you can chill, so you can unwind, so you can do something that is just for fun. There's nothing wrong with playing at some time, at some point. We need to play. We need to work. We need to rest. We need all three of those in our lives. And so make sure that we are taking time to do all the things we need to do. We're taking time to work. We're taking time to play. We're taking time to rest. And remember, resting and playing are not necessarily the same thing. We can play basketball or volleyball and thoroughly enjoy ourselves. We can go paddle boating and thoroughly enjoy ourselves. We can go jet skiing and thoroughly enjoy ourselves. But that playtime is not the same as just kicking back in the recliner with our eyes closed, with some mellow music playing in the background, and we're just still. S-T-I-L-L. Just still. All right. I forgot to mention to you something else that's significant to me about what we're going to be doing as we go through this conversation. Not only are we listening to children who are of great talent, but we're listening to both genders. We're listening to boys and girls, and we're listening to a culturally diverse mix of children, Black, white, Asian. Listen to Mr. Sung on his piano at approximately the age of 5.
多次罚贪就有5000分，俾你表情啊！你睇下你嘅四千啊！哇！俾啲，收拾心情，收拾心情，好激昂噶，好激昂嘅，知唔知啊？每一下要撞烂啲石头。
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the 5-year-old. Gotta let you hear more in just a few.